You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And when we talk,
let's go when I walk in a club.
All eyes on me.
All right, folks. When you hear this song, it means it's officially Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Mitch Tischler came into the tent this morning. He said, "Isn't it a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday?" I said, "Mitch, don't be such a heathen. We don't start celebrating until 11 a.m. I mean, goodness. Do they think we're irresponsible, Brian?
Yes.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull
they
Friday
listen to you every
starts
day.
At 11.
They know we're irresponsible by listening to you.
If we're on the road, maybe 10. But we're in a tent, all right? We're in a tent, and it's my daughter's birthday. We don't start till 11. Now, what I can tell you.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Indeed. What I can tell you is Scotty's Vodka is now available in some Virginia ABC stores.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Casually walk in and politely request a bottle
walk
of Scotty's Vodka.
Walk in and say, where's that bottle with the blue writing?
Do you remember how I first recommended people go into the Virginia ABC stores to request a bottle of Scotty's?
I don't.
Landfill had to use the dump button. Here's where we're at. Cliff Kingsbury spoke to the media this morning. Cliff does not play. Cliff goes hard immediately. He answers questions directly. Yeah. Cliff Kingsbury asked
a trait that many don't hold anymore these days.
And a lot of coaches try not to be intentionally, frankly. Cliff Kingsbury talking about Terry McLaurin's absence in Commanders training camp.
Hey, Cliff. Going back to Terry real quick, you talk about, you know, gelling with the offense on the grass. How much work are you getting with him in the classroom and kind of at this point of the season? How high value is that? Is the meeting work?
Yeah, I think, you know, not as much as we would if he was full go. There's no doubt. But I think, like I said, I'm huge on walkthroughs, on practice, things like that, because until you get on the grass and actually do it and feel the timing, feel the depths of routes and things of that nature, I don't know exactly how much you can get out of that. So I think we're kind of at that point to where we need to start getting those guys when they're available out there and gelling and seeing what we are as an offense.
I think that nothing he said is inaccurate.
He didn't say anything inaccurate. Basically, what he's saying is you got to practice football to play football, right?
Sounds like somebody I know.
I've been saying that forever. I mean, it's listen, man, there are coaches who have to play the political game. There's others who don't. And the head coach is close to it. They work directly with the GM. He probably wouldn't say it as straightforward because he said it earlier this year. But Cliff is like, yes, you asked me a question. He answered the question that was asked. You know, would you like him here? Yes. Are you getting enough work with him? No, not as much as I would if he was here consistently.
Right.
You know, and that, like I said earlier, that message goes to both people. And that's just listen, man. The level of truth that people give these days, it's a thing that people don't really do. So when somebody finally does it, it seems rare. It seems odd. It seems like they said something. He just told you the truth.
Going to hit these phone lines. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. Want to thank our friend Melissa from Missy's Sweet Treats for hooking us up with some very good sweet treats this morning. Let's go to
moist cake.
Cake. Toothpick is on line four. Pick, what do you hear when Cliff says, yeah, we could use Terry on the field?
I hear somebody, hey, what's good, JP, B-Mitch? Listen, hear somebody that's telling the truth. I hear somebody telling the truth and saying what everybody else already knows. The defense can't get a true good look at the number one wide receiver. Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. At our best number one wide receiver, how are we really going to know what the rookie can do if the rookie ain't been put in front of this dude? So he not only helps the offense, but he helps the defense as well. I'm just surprised that, you know, the defense coordinator hasn't come out and said the same thing. But it is what it is. Somebody's telling the truth. We need him here if we want to. Yeah. Well, we need him here if we're going to get back to where we know we should be. We need all of our bullets so we can fire our guns every Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, whenever we play. Thanks, JP. Thanks, B-Mitch.
Can we have a Saturday game this year?
Thanks, Pick. Yeah.
But I want people to understand now, that message wasn't just shot in one direction. Jeff starting to learn how to shoot a bow. That arrow had two heads on it, one pointing each way. It wasn't just hitting the people that could get him here. It's hitting the person that needs to be here, too.
What do you think Terry hears? Because he'll hear that.
He's hearing that, man, they saying, I need to be in there getting some work in. He hears it.
Do you think that message hits him a little differently on August 15th?
I don't know. I mean, I would think coming from the guy who you know designed plays for you should hit you differently. You know, he's not the one that's trying to not give you the money or whatever. He's the one that's basically trying to get you more money by giving you plays and getting you set up to make score touchdowns. So that guy that basically went out there last year and made you have the most productive year you could in touchdowns. Because it's Jaden, but you know what? It's the play design as well. You know, so all of a sudden, that guy right there saying something, I want to deal with him a little bit. The person that can control how I get the ball, I listen a little bit differently to him.
Let's go to Luke in D.C. Luke, what'd you hear? Cliff said, this team's a lot better when Terry's out there. We'd love to have him out there.
Hey, fellas, how you doing? Hey, I think he needs to be out there. I think he needs to be incorporated and everything. But I think a deal is going to be getting done here shortly, probably next week and a half. I truly believe that. I don't think they're going to let him walk out the door or get traded. But I have another question also for you guys. I'm wondering, we've been talking about Terry a lot, but I'm really wondering, because I'm a Packers fan, but my dad and brother are Redskins fans, so I support you a lot, unless it's week two next year or this year. But I really want to know what you guys are going to do with Deebo Samuel and what parts of the offense are going to incorporate him in. Is he going to be outside a lot? Is he going to be inside? Because we haven't
heard
a lot
about
him.
All over the place.
I really want to know how you guys are going
to
incorporate
him. He's going to be all over the place. He's going to be all over the place. You might see him come out the backfield. You might see him out wide. Might be reverse. You never know. He may be catching some of those hitches where that cornerback's going to have to tackle him. I don't think that cornerback wants him one-on-one.
I don't think many corners want to try to tackle Deebo one-on-one. That much I'm sure of. Yep. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Trucker Dan. Trucker Dan, where are you at on Cliff's Terry comments?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Somebody needs to hold Adam Peters accountable. Everybody trying to say that Terry needs to take less money. I don't think that makes any sense at all whatsoever. I think it's more so about the guarantee. You got players like Amari Cooper that got a $60 million guarantee that he's still getting from last year. Devontae Adams still getting. How about we get Terry McLaurin a nice $60 million guaranteed as well, and he be in, man. This process is taking too long and it's hindering our team. That's my only issue. Adams need to get that damn kicked off.
I got to be honest. I see both sides. I think if this is about guarantees, I think the deal should get done. I think if the holdup is guarantees and they don't want to get to 60 and they can get to like 58, I think they need to do that. But if the deal is about surpassing DK Metcalf's AAV, if that's what Terry's side wants, that means he's a top three receiver in the NFL. And I don't think – like, I understand if the organization is hesitant to go that high.
But you and I sat here and we broke down DK Metcalf's contract.
Right.
The last 2 years had no guarantees, right?
So,
basically, they can make one where his AAV is higher. And he still won't be getting the money. DK Metcalf, after his second year of that contract, he better hope he's doing more than just running deep routes because he may not be getting it. 35, I think it was 35 than 41, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to see that. So the AAV, when you're not going to see those, makes no damn sense. Now, and let's be real. If I wanted to get you in camp, I would write one up. And you could be making 35 with an AAV. But when you look at it, you're not getting that. So I don't know if that would necessarily be what the holdup is. It has to be about the guarantees.
I mean, clearly, I think both sides came into this too hot. I think the Terry side came in asking for too much. I think the Commander side came in offering too little. And I think that started things on a really bad path. I don't think you have to be a brain surgeon to figure that out.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they haven't gotten closer and that sides are optimistic. But
I think get over what the initial thing was.
What do you think of more and more folks now are like, listen, Terry's under contract. It's time for him to get on the field.
People can say what they want to say. They're not living that life.
When will you start to feel that, like, if this actually gets to, like,
I'm not going to feel that way.
Even if he missed games?
Hey, listen, if he want to miss games and lose his money, that's on him. I'm not going to sit up and say what he should do. I'm not making that money. So I'll let other people decide what somebody should do. When, if they were dealing with the same situation, they probably wouldn't be letting nobody tell them what to do. So I really don't care. If he wants to lose money, cool. If he don't, then come back in. But it's not me or anybody else to say you should be because you're under contract. Dell's contracts aren't like a regular contract.
Let's keep the phone lines going here. Will is in North Carolina. Will, what's up, dude?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, man.
How you doing?
Hey, good, good. You know, it's about 3 weeks before the season start, I think it is. And, you know, you cannot count on Brown because he's been injured, like, the last 2 or 3 years. And you don't know Terry's situation because he could hold out, you know, the first 2 weeks and lose a little money and make it up on it. If he gets his contract, so he'll make it up. But when do you get frustrated? When do you want to go down another road as far as the season starts? You know, bring in another receiver or trade him. When does that happen? And if y'all was a coach, what would y'all do? What would y'all think on that?
Well, the coach don't have that control. So the coach wants him in. The GM is the one that the GM and the negotiators are the ones that they're dealing with. Right now the coach wants him in camp. I would want him in camp. But then what I want doesn't finalize that deal.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you think that we reach a time, a moment, where Terry's side of this is like, all right, we have lost this battle, time to get on the field?
I think it comes down to when that person who makes final say, I've said this over and over again, Terry makes final say. When Terry starts to see that this thing is, you can see what you're asking for. You can see what your agent is telling you. But eventually, everyone comes to a point where I know where it's not going. And then you got to start to make some adjustments. You know, everybody always, they always say, shoot for the moon, you end up amongst stars. You shoot for the highest price. But then you realize that it's somewhere in between what you ask for and what they're offering. And you got to try to find a way to get to that.
I totally agree. It's at some point, reality has to set in, and you hope that doesn't come too late.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to our guy, Jaden, up in PA. Jaden, what do you think about Cliff telling the truth, saying, yo, we need Terry in here?
Yeah, I think it's something that all coaches, especially honestly in all sports, I feel like even owners and teams are starting to feel like, why do we need to Cade? Why? He's under contract. Okay, let's say worst case, he sits out the whole year. Guess what? That contract rolls over. So the Skins don't have to do anything. So, I mean, imagine if Adam Peters had only one year left.
It doesn't necessarily roll over.
I'm not going to the combine. What if he's like, I'm not going to the combine because my contract isn't guaranteed next year? How would fans feel about that? Like, I just.
He sits out the whole year. That contract's not rolling over. They're going to find the hell out of it.
No, it would toll, but he's on the PUP. He could be on IR. Like, he could try to find his own workaround. But, he could go to hearings, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. The other thing you said that's flawed, Jaden, that this is important to point out, Adam's contract is guaranteed. Coaches' contracts are guaranteed. That's the difference between management and players. So, like, I mean, you do see rare occurrences where a coach will coach on the final year of his deal. But 9 times out of 10, a coach going into the final year of their deal gets an extension because they don't want to be a lame duck coach. That happens all the time. Now, it doesn't happen as publicly as this, but they don't have the same leverage.
Okay, right. I get that. But how much money is Terry guaranteed to make this year? Over 20?
Guaranteed? Hell no.
No, it's not over 20.
How much is he scheduled to make?
Scheduled to make and guaranteed are two very different questions.
But is he under contract to play this year? Do the Skins have his contract?
But I know what you're saying. See, but it's not that simple. See, you can't just look at the contract and then look at it based off of what you think. This is not how it works. So he has the leverage to be able to hold out. Now, if he loses money, he loses money. Nobody can make him do a damn thing.
Right. But my other thing, too, where I'm kind of not siding with any side, but two out of the top 12 receivers, out of the highest paid receivers, only two made the playoffs. So 10 out of the 12 highest paid receivers did not make the playoffs. So it's like,
what does that have to do with this situation, though?
Because Terry wants more money. He wants to be paid as a top 12 receiver. So if I'm Adam Peters, you're under contract for this year. And why do I need to pay you? Why do I need to rush if he?
So you're going to say, why would I pay you and the other people didn't make the playoffs? But you did make the playoffs. You were at the NFC Championship game. So your argument doesn't really make sense to me.
Hold on. Real quick, Jaden. If your point is, if you're Adam Peters, why do you have to pay Terry? And my response to you would be, have you watched this offense? Because I have, and they clearly need Terry. So,
he's
like, you can make, you can try to be, you can be a hard ass about this and like, oh, well, you don't have to pay him. You don't have to do this and that. But the goal is also
to
win games.
He's getting paid this year to play. He's going to play this year. You guys think he's not going to play? Do any of us really think he's not suiting up?
I really don't care if he plays or not. I just want the deal to get done.
Care if he plays.
The team is better with him out there. The team is better, but I'm not sitting up here forcing nobody to say what I think. I would love to see them get something done. I would like both people to give each other some level of respect. I don't think one side should be pushing and the other side should be saying what they're going to do. And I'm not going to be a fan calling in and saying
what. This year?
Do what?
Do you guys think there's an actual chance?
I don't much waste my energy on thinking about that. I don't go that far.
I think he's going to play, but I think you have to allow week one. I mean, the sides seem fairly dug in. I mean, you could check the tape for me, I have said all along, I do think something gets done. I still think something gets done. You know what I mean? Like, your stance seems very narrow-minded, and I'm just trying to point out that there are a lot of possibilities. There's a lot of context involved, and the what if AP decided he's not going to the combine just is not an apt comparison. I appreciate the call. I appreciate you listening. Clearly, people are feel a lot of different ways on this. Let's check in on the aquarium because we're about to run Joe Witt's press conference where he said some really interesting stuff as well. Landini, what did you think of Cliff kind of making it clear he wants Terry on the field?
I mean, it's not surprising. A team and the offense specifically is obviously better with Terry out there, and Cliff's job is to coach the offense. So, you know, he's not the guy who has to worry about how this is going to affect the cap in a couple seasons. Like you said, he's probably not going to be here next year, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't – Cliff saying this to me is not like the shockwave some are trying to make it be. I do understand it's the first person from the team side to say, yeah, dude, we're not getting a lot done with Terry and we'd rather have him on the field. Like,
I just think he said – of course. Basically, all he did was answer the question. I think we're making it like he said this. He was asked, would he want him here? Yes. He didn't say that with the team got to do or anything else. He just said he wanted him here, which is the obvious answer for anybody that's calling plays, and you got that guy that just finished your team last year like that.
Like, he wasn't asked, hey, would you pay Terry like a top three wideout?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand. Listen, man, this world now is all about content, trying to make stuff happen, this, that, and that, make people think one thing. He didn't say nothing out the ordinary that any offensive coach in this league will be asked. Do you want your best player out there, your best receiver? Yes. I don't think any one of them will say, no, I don't care. Or no, they don't have to pay him. Yes, the answer is going to be yes 100% of the time.
Interesting times, man. Now, so one thing I love is how DQ has put this staff together, and I think Joe Witt is a really interesting dude to hear from as well. Cliff obviously brings just swag, frankly. But I do think, just boil this down, make it a generic city. The Springfield Adams offensive coordinator is asked if he wants his best receiver on the field. Yes. Right? Like, his job is to score points. Let's do that. When we come back, you're going to hear from Joe Witt. We're going to keep the phone lines open for a while. Ben Stanek's going to join us. We're going to do some Ask B. Mitch Anything. You'll hear from Javon Kinlaw later in the program. I've been really impressed by Kinlaw. I think people are incredibly misguided on how concerned they are about his contract. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. On Tuesday, August 26th, is FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer in the MVP race. Is it going to be Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen? Will Pat Mahomes pop up? Or will even Jaden Daniels pop up? Crown your champion in August. Who are you going to pick to win the Super Bowl? Yeah, I know you could pick a team out there in the AFC. Well, everyone thinks Buffalo. I don't think Buffalo. I'm going to go with Kansas City. And then who's your pick on the NFC side? Will the Philadelphia Eagles do it again? Or will you have another team come up and show you what they're about? Or you could parlay all your division winner and dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. So visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures best now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.